Welcome inside an emergency episode of the Locked On NFL Draft Podcast. I'm John Ledyard from FanRag Sports and NDTScouting.com. With me is Trevor Sikkema of PewterReport.com, who covers the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Trevor, we got crazy breaking news. The draft, people are making moves. The Jets jump up from number 6 to number 3. The Colts move back to number 6. They get the Jets 2 second-round picks, number 37 and 49, and a second-rounder for next year. Whoa, things got shook up here, and the Jets clearly making their move for a quarterback even after signing Teddy Bridgewater and Josh McCown to brief one-year deals.
Dude, I think people can realize how big of a deal this is from how fast you're talking. Like, you're so excited about it. But, like, yes. I am too. No, I'm ragging on you. This is cool. And I don't think this is the last trade that we're going to see either, because, like, this is the precedent, man. Right. Like, we figured some trades were going to happen, but for a trade to happen now, like, before even the owner's meeting, like, we know that during the owner's meeting, that's when a lot of these, you know, bigwig NFL people, you know, get to talk in, have a couple drinks, discuss what could be the possible trade destination, blah, blah, blah. And a deal like this gets done even before the owner's meeting. I got to think, when the owner's meeting rolls around, you know, as we get closer to the draft, we got a lot of time between now and the draft. I mean, it's a lot of time, but I guess it's not a lot of time at the same time. But, like, this is crazy. And, like, yeah, I'm with you. I think that this solidifies a quarterback. And this really puts things in motion for it to go quarterback, 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 quarterback.
Yeah.
With the first four picks.
It could, for sure. I mean, the Giants are the wild card now, right? Because Cleveland clearly is – we know Cleveland's taking a quarterback. The Barkley talk can end. Cleveland's taking a quarterback. Darnold's probably going number one. I think we could feel fairly confident in that at this point. The Giants are the wild card. They could go Barkley. They could go Nelson. They could go quarterback. They could trade down. We don't know what the Giants are going to do. So definitely some wild card to the Giants. I think they're either taking Nelson or a quarterback or trading down. You know, trading down is definitely a possibility. But here's the thing.
But if, really they're, trading down, if they're trading down, a quarterback's going to go two anyways, right?
Exactly. Yep. It would be the Bills or the Broncos coming up to two. And here's Bills, the thing that interested me the
Broncos,
most. They said the Jets tried to get to two, tried to get to one even. That's what Ian Rappaport tweeted. To me, I get why Cleveland's not giving up number one. To me, if the Jets are trying to get to number two and they're not able to and they're settling for three, they either heard the Giants are picking a quarterback, that's it, we're locked in, sorry, thanks, but no thanks, or the asking price is through the roof.
But it would only be through the roof if you're contemplating taking a quarterback, right?
Right.
Exactly. I mean, we're talking about a deal in March, man. Like, this isn't draft night. This isn't even April. We're talking about a deal in March, and if the price is through the roof, like, okay, so I'm trying to think if I'm the Giants, if I'm the Giants and I'm not taking a quarterback, and somebody and the Jets come to me with this kind of an offer, you're taking it.
Yeah.
You're taking the deal, right?
Yeah.
But if you want a quarterback, if quarterback is not only on the table, but, well, actually, I mean, can we face it like this? If we're the Giants, if quarterback is even on the table, then quarterback's the number one priority, right? Is that a thing?
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
I think so too.
I think it is.
So if the Giants are even contemplating a quarterback, then I think that their number one choice is a quarterback.
Yeah. I think that the Giants, if what Rappaport says is true, if what he says is true and the Jets tried to get to two, they were either told thanks, no thanks, we're taking a quarterback, and not thanks, no thanks, we're taking a guard. Because that, I mean, let's be honest. Like, Quentin Nelson is awesome, but you're not trading
that. Not a thing.
You're not passing up to have. The Giants could add 34, 37, 40. You know, they could add 3 second-round picks and potentially even a first to get to number two. You're not passing that out for Quentin Nelson, let's be honest. I mean, and so they're either saying we're staying, we're taking our quarterback, or our offer's crazy. If you're willing to meet it, if you're willing to meet these crazy demands, then we'll talk shop. But I don't think that happened. I think the Giants might be locked in and might actually be taking a quarterback. And we'll see. The Broncos are about to get really desperate, and so are the Bills, right? I mean, if the Bills want to move up, what's their best case scenario now? Get to two, or if two's not available, you give up a King's ransom for two, get to four, right? And then you're behind the Jets, so you have to live with whatever the Giants and Jets take. if
the Jets aren't picking Josh Allen, right?
This is why it's desperate time for the Bills, right? Because if the Giants go quarterback and if they stay put, I think with what they could be offered to get to number two, if the Giants stay put, they got to be thinking quarterback. And if the Bills can't get to two and the Jets just made the power move to three, the Bills are going to be left with what's left at number four. And if that's only after they give up a ton to get there, you have to wonder if you're the Bills, right, what's your move here?
Right, right. And I think that price, it's going to start going through there. Maybe the Giants are trying to play chess with all this. Maybe they don't want a quarterback. Maybe they just know that if the Jets are going to make a deal around them, then the price is going to go even higher. Maybe they're just like two moves ahead. Ooh.
The Giants hold all the cards because the Bills got to be desperate. The Bills already moved to 12.
They hold all the cards.
The Bills moved to 12, dude. What if they get stuck at 12? They got there for no reason. The quarterback's going to be off the board. They got to get one. It's desperation time. And they've got the ammunition. They might have to give it all up, though.
So what do we think it's going to – okay, I think both of us think that it's probably going to be Darnold at one, just because that's been a lot of the talk lately.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be Darnold at one.
Do you think it's Rosen two?
If the Giants Mayfield stay put, three? If the Giants stay put, it's either Rosen or Josh Allen to me. And I think the Jets have Rosen or Josh Allen. Whoever they know is on the board. I think it goes Darnold, Rosen or Allen, Darnold, Rosen or Allen, and then whichever one's left at three. If I was guessing today, that's what I'd say.
Man.
Yeah. I don't know how, because to me, the Giants are in an unbelievable spot because they can either pick their franchise quarterback for the next 10, 12 years, if they nail the pick, obviously, or they can get, I mean, this is what they could potentially get. And the Broncos are kind of screwed because they don't have the ammunition to get up to where the Bills can. The Bills have the two first round picks, 12 and 21,
right,
or 22, sorry. They have 53 and they have 56 and they also have 65. Now, if they got that from Cleveland in the Tyrod Taylor trade. So those aren't super high second-round picks. You may have to give up multiple of those in next year's first. I mean, it may be a king's ransom. For sure this year's first. Both of this year's first. The Giants would get 12 and 22.
Cleveland's roster next year might be like half 2018 draft picks.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
they back from that number four spot.
And I think they're 100% going to. I think they'd be crazy not to. They have one... Whatever they trade back into could be multiple. For if the Bills are the ones coming up, they could get 1, 12, 22. Then they would have 33, 35. I mean, they'd have five picks in the first 35. Insane.
That's nuts. And that's how you play the draft, though. They've got to do that. So, I mean, so
if they could trade back and get McGlinchey, get your left tackle, your whole offensive line's nailed down, you got Chris Hubbard put on the right side, your whole line's in place, you can absolutely grab a stud running back either at 20. You can grab... maybe the best running back in the class is available at 22. And then you're set, man. Like, you can do whatever with 33, 35, best player available still with basically first-round picks.
So let's back it up a little bit to, like, where the Colts are. Now the Colts are picking in front of the Buccaneers, and I think the Colts' needs out of anybody really in the top seven, the Colts' needs are the closest to, like, the Buccaneers' needs. Mm-hmm. So... this makes it really interesting now because these are both teams that aren't going to go for quarterbacks. Now they're picking one after the other. And, you know, for Bucs fans specifically, if Bradley Chubb or Quentin Nelson was on a slide, now the Colts are going to nab one of them up. And if Denver goes Quentin Nelson because they can't get a quarterback, so they go Quentin Nelson at five and the Colts go Bradley Chubb at six, Bucs fans are going to be kicking themselves at that point.
Yeah, I think the losers of this, I mean, obviously the Bills are in a desperate spot. I don't know if I'd call them a loser just yet. If it turns out they can't trade up and the Giants aren't selling, we know the Jets and the Browns won't be selling at 1 and 3. If the best they can do is get to 4 and get everybody's leftovers, you know, then they may end up being a loser of this trade too. The Broncos are the ones to me that and may end up being a loser. Now, the Broncos aren't in as desperate a situation because the roster's pretty good. They're not in a full rebuild mode. You know, Keenum's obviously there. He can be the stopgap guy, and next year they're one of the top teams, you know, moving and making a move for a quarterback. But if the Bills get up ahead of them and the Giants are taking a quarterback, I mean, all four of the top guys are going to come off the board. So Denver could have lots of options, but they could get Barkley there. They could get Quentin Nelson there. They could get Bradley Chubb. I mean, not Chubb probably, but they could get Roquan Smith there. So they're going to have tons of options on the board for Denver. So either way, they're probably getting a good player out of this, but I think you're right. The Bucs, might be the big loser of this, because the Colts might have just traded down to 6 and still take Bradley Chubb. Yeah. I don't know if the Bucs will take Harold Landry in that situation.
No, I don't think they will either. I wonder if they would take Derwin James. I know they interviewed him at the combine. They really liked him. But still, you know, man, I know they got some trench players in free agency to obviously allow themselves to kind of be able to pick whatever best player that they think that they are going to get at number 7. But if you are that close to getting either Nelson or Chubb and you come up short, it's still got to sting. It's got to sting.
And all this is really dependent on, for the teams that move up, hitting on your quarterback. You know, some people are like, oh, the Jets gave up
sure.
a very big.
Yeah.
I don't care what the Jets gave up whatsoever. Like, they didn't even give up a future first rounder. I think it was terrific by the Jets not to do that. They just have to be sure of what they're doing by not getting to 2. So either they know the Giants are staying and taking a quarterback at 2 and there's nothing they can do about it, or they just couldn't. I mean,
they've got to have intel on it.
They've got to. That's what I think. Because, I mean, if you're moving up, how much more are the Giants asking for? Either that or the Giants are asking for everything.
I think the Jets have got to be relatively okay with any of Josh Allen,
maybe
Josh Rosen and Baker Mayfield.
And we're talking scenarios here in terms of what plays out, but think about it from our perspective of feeling the way we do about Josh Rosen and the way we do about Josh Allen, and think about how massive that decision could be, in our view anyway, for the Jets franchise long term. Whether they come away with Rosen, who I think can help them win right away. I mean, obviously the rest of the roster is pretty bad, but or whether they come away with Josh Allen, who man, defensive-minded head coach, new OC, that's not many great receivers. Offensive line needs a ton of work. Man, that would be dangerous. I mean, it's going to be rough for whatever rookie quarterback gets taken, but, man, and they're kind of at the mercy of what the Giants do, I guess, at number 3, but they must have a good feeling about what the Giants are going to do. If the Giants go Rosen, I 100% think the Jets are going Josh Allen. If they feel confident the Giants are going to go with Rosen.
I think the Jets are moving up for it. I think it is probably Josh Allen. Crazy. Because now that I think of it, like, they love McCown, and they brought McCown back on a 1-year deal, right?
Yep, and so Bridgewater's like, there in case pan out.
I can't help but think that they want to draft Josh Allen and have Josh McCown, like, there with him.
Imagine taking Christian Hackenberg and Josh Allen in two drafts in the last 3 years.
Look, man, I thought about that in the back of my head, but I wasn't going to say it. Glad you said it.
Craziness. So obviously our feelings on the Jets moves are totally incumbent upon who they actually take in that spot.
Sure.
But for what we see now, I'm fine with what the Jets gave up. To give up next year's first rounder is huge.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a great move.
Great move on both parts, though, because the Colts gotta fill holes. They gotta get better.
The roster's horrible. It might be the worst roster in the league. And they didn't do anything in free agency except sit on their hands. So now they've got to make these kind of moves.
I mean, I don't think this is going to happen, but can you imagine if the Colts took Derwin James at 6 and their safety duo was Malik Hooker and Derwin James?
That would be insane. Obviously, also they'd have no pass rush, so I would not apply.
Fine, don't care.
But they also, now keep in mind, they have 36, they have 37, and then they have 49. The Jets had 2 second-round picks. They got them both, and they got another second-rounder for next year too. So they are equipped with 4 picks inside the top 50.
You could get an edge player and an interior guy.
You got to get the edge guy in the early. I think you got to get the edge guy early. I don't like the edge class. Even guys like Kamoko
Touré. I'm trying to convince myself of Malik Hooker, Derwin James reality. That's what I'm doing right now.
I'm not going to say that would be bad, but I think you got to take the edge guy at 6 if you're the Colts, because
once you get the
pass rusher in place, you have good secondary passers. You want to develop Basham. Sheard is an okay guy to be a stopgap dude. You have Simon in place. You know, you have some guys that can rotate, but you got to get that one guy who can't be blocked one-on-one. You've got to get that guy at 6. That's what I think the Colts need to do there. Then in the second, 36, 37, man, that's when it's a deeper DB class. Safety, they're probably even going to be a decent one on the board at that point. Maybe then you look for strong safety, or you know, Ronnie Harrison could make sense there to play with a guy like Malik Hooker. A cornerback in that range could make a ton of sense for Indy. They can look to address secondary and heck, offense. I mean, they have offensive line. We didn't even talk about that. I mean, you know, there's going to be tackles still on the board. It's like a better depth class for tackles than it is high-end talent. And with all these quarterbacks going early and the running back class being built the way it is, I bet some of those guys slide a little bit. And you could have an offensive lineman. Now, do I think the Colts did enough to turn it around with how little they've done in free agency? No, but obviously getting more, I mean, obviously getting more picks was the right move for the Colts, and obviously being able to trade down enough so that you could still get one of the top tier players in the class while being out of the quarterback picking team's way was the move to make. So it was just a matter of finding the right suitor for them. I thought that was a pretty obvious decision. I think it's semi-obvious for Cleveland, although this is does make it a little interesting for Cleveland, because now they feel really confident Saquon Barkley is going to be on the board at four, right? I mean, unless you feel like the Giants take him, which I don't think they will. If the Giants are staying put at this point, it's quarterback or, yeah, it's got to be quarterback. I don't know. I don't know how it can't be quarterback, because I'm sure they're getting offers. Teams are probably giving them, if the Jets offered that to the Bill or to the Colts for number three, man, the Giants got to be hearing some crazy offers. So if they stay put, they're taking a quarterback. If we get close to the draft,
yeah,
the Giants have moved.
No, I think we kind of figured it out there.
Yeah, and so I think that the Browns then definitely look and say Saquon Barkley will be on the board at four. We either take a king's ransom to trade down for four.
I don't think Saquon's going that high.
Then Cleveland trades down.
I don't think Cleveland. Wait, who's going to get him?
So you think Cleveland trades down then? So because Cleveland's going to have these options on the board. They're going to have every skill player on the board.
I do not think Saquon is going as high as people think he's going
to
go.
So you think Cleveland trades down from four?
Yes.
A team comes up to take a quarterback.
Yes.
Then does Denver take Saquon or does Denver take Quentin Nelson?
No. Denver's going to pick Nelson.
Okay.
I think then you have the Colts taking
Chubb or Barkley.
Right now, I would think the Colts are going to take Chubb.
What if the Colts move back and still got Barkley? In the eyes of everyone else, that would be a home run move. In our eyes, you know, or at least mine, I would prefer the running backs and I would prefer Bradley Chubb. But the Bucs could have Chubb or Barkley on the board.
I mean, the dream, but, you know.
They could definitely have Barkley on the board. That's all would have to happen. If a team trades up to four today to take a quarterback, and we knew they couldn't get to two, right? If the Bills trade up to four to get a quarterback, quarterbacks are going 1, 2, 3, 4. Denver and the Colts would be the only obstacles to getting Barkley. Now, they both need a running back. I just don't think Denver goes running back at five. I would be surprised.
No.
Be crazy. Bucks could have Barkley.
This whole trade makes things, it's going to make things really, really interesting for the next month and a half.
Oh, yeah. I mean, in the one that's coming, because no way, the Bills can't get to 12 and stay put. They can't.
No. They've already gone halfway. Yeah. You're already committed.
Right.
You've traded your first round pick.
That's what was sticky to me about the Bills getting to 12 was
yep.
Now you got to go the rest
you're
of the way.
You're only halfway there.
Yep. And you've got the resources. They've done a lot of good stuff in the offseason to get the resources as best they can. I mean, they've got what, 65, they've got 53, they've got 56, you know, and then they've got the two first rounders. That's looking pretty good. But to get the rest of the way, man, and to get ahead of the Jets now, I don't know. It's very, very interesting. The Broncos and the Bills could definitely be in a bidding war with the Giants for number two or be trying to jump to number four. Denver might just have to move up one spot, but if they really want Baker, the Bills have to know at this point. That's the other thing. The Bills have to know. If the Bills love Josh Allen, as has been the rumor, the Bills have to know that you got to get to the Giants spot, right?
God, imagine Josh Allen being the piece in all this. That's unbelievable, man.
That's where we're at. A 55% completion rate quarterback, 54%, whatever it was. It's unbelievable. This is where we are. Everybody's trying to clamor to get ahead of each other for that.
Josh Allen.
Or Rosen. I mean, I'm sure Rosen, you know, Rosen's the apple of one of these teams. I don't know which one. Usually some news comes out with this, like, oh, this could be, you know, this is the team that they love. Remember after the Goff and Wentz trades, we learned very quickly the Rams were in on Goff. And
right.
We learned very quickly the Eagles, when they trade up, they want Wentz. I wonder if something like that in the next couple of days comes to light. We'll be able to talk about it on Monday. We'll break this down even further. I'm sure we'll have more things stirring around our head. We just want to get our initial thoughts out there for you guys to absorb and check out. But yeah, there's going to be a lot of moving and shaking, man. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to see how this all shakes out. This is, as I said, the offseason in general this year, it's going to be an offseason we remember for a long time because of all the moves, the quarterbacks, you know, all the different trades. It's just, it's got everything. The intrigue at the top of the draft, the quarterback class, the multiple picks by the Bills and the Browns. It's going to be a heck of a year. I'm excited for it. Until then, until Monday, you keep it locked right here on Locked On NFL Draft Podcast.